You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC. Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm rearranging all my beautiful Voyage AC products. Aren't they beautiful?
Wow, they're gorgeous. But honey, there's so many bottles.
I know. I might have a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, you think so? But I think this one is my favorite.
Oh, which one? The Jasmine Cocoa or the Dirty Whore?
Wow, they're both really sexy.
Well, Melanie Apple really knows what she's doing. Get it?
Knows what she's doing. Yeah,
Voyage AC has it all. You have to check out all their beautiful candles, these incredible fragrances, fabulous beachwear, and gorgeous face and body products. So, hon, how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageTCIE.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all of our listeners right now. That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
Jennifer Eckenhorst, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling your story. I was quiet the whole show, and I was riddled with emotion, and I couldn't quite figure it out. I was thinking about what it was, and I'm often riddled with emotion, by the way. I just hide it really well.
But you were uncharacteristically quiet.
Yeah, the show was, it was just, there's something, you were involved, like, just for reference, you were involved in an accident. And real quick, I wanted to read the definition of accident, because I think that we often overlook that idea these days. That it's an unfortunate incident that happens unexpectedly and unintentionally, resulting in injury or death.
Mm.
And, in this world, it's so, like you were talking so much about, even blaming yourself. But these types of things do happen where there is actually no one actually at fault and something tragic occurs. And I think the very difficult part of being human is not having something tangible to cast blame upon.
Right. Yes, yes.
And Cole, you tell your story so honestly and so clearly. It's inspiring as a human. I think that's what, you've taken this idea about what's happened and decided that other people need to have hope. And that in itself has generated hope in you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it sounds like it starts off as a morsel and it has to grow. But can you just tell me a little bit about that process?
It was unexpected, my husband and I were house parents. So we had 8 at-risk youth in our home at a time, and then they would age out or graduate.
Mm.
And we took care of them when we were really young married. My husband thought he wanted to be a youth minister and ended up a coach. He loved like playing football with the boys and helping them in the weight room. And anyway, so now he's a coach, and one of our boys that we had in our home died on a motorcycle accident.
Mm.
after my accident.
Oh, wow.
I actually didn't publicly tell a lot of people, you know, that I had had this accident. And people, my church inner core that were praying with us through the grand jury decision. And I don't know, these beautiful women who would like bring food for my family because I couldn't cook, and groceries just appeared because I was like literally useless. Just a mess for a long time. And I saw all these really hurtful, hateful things where my boys that were sad and grieving, essentially like a brother, you know, a foster brother sort of. And I finally went on Facebook and made a private post, but a video, a Facebook Live for the first time. And I said, I was speaking to my boys, really, because I have over 50 sons all over the world that I love, that we cared for in our home.
Wow.
I said, I know some of you are grieving, but I need to tell you something. I was in an accident, which they kind of knew that I had been in an accident, but they didn't know to the degree. And I had to tell them, I told them publicly that I did this. Like, and I know I didn't do this to Andrew, you know, or Andy. And I was like, but I am this face, and I just want you to take a deep breath. And I just aired it all out there, you know, and I got lots of messages from them, and they're like, cool, Miss Psych, you're not the same. And I'm like, how do we know? We don't know. We don't know the situation of that other driver. I mean, I sought it out. I tried to actually make contact with the driver, found out that the driver was injured too and in a coma, but I was going to seek them out to give them comfort and a shoulder, even though I was grieving the young man that I had helped care for.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
When I found other people, it gave me hope. When God would just answer these prayers, like, you're not going to believe this. I mean, I know I said this like three times, but you're not going to believe this. So,
oh yeah, you can keep saying
okay,
it.
Okay, you ready? Okay, I'm not lying. So I had months where I prayed for, I would meet someone like myself, and I did find that Accidental Impact website, but this is what's going to be like, no way. When we were moving, we were getting ready to move because I just couldn't live there. Remember, the accident happened like 2 miles from my home.
Sure.
And you had to
drive by that place all
the time.
I had to drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like just the impact of thinking I was going to know someone would know me through the newspaper article or thinking I was going to be stoned when I walked outside my house, or, you know, just I lied about my name at church to check in my kid to go to the children's service. I mean, I like literally was really struggling. So I wanted a new start, fresh start where no one would know. But then yet here I am with a podcast and openly talking about it. But
right?
I really wanted
opposite.
To. Yeah, I wanted to hide. It would have been so much easier to hide and never tell a soul and just go on about my, yeah, I'm this coach's wife and I have four kids and I'm a school teacher. No one would have to know. But I didn't
do that. What a brave path to take, by the way. I think honesty and openness is often seen as, you know, a weakness. And, you know, what you're telling me is it's helping you find healing.
It did. It unexpectedly helped me find healing. So this is where I got that first hint of it. So I go to my neighbor and I said, hey, I just need to let you know we're moving. And we're going to have this big old truck over here. Is it okay if I kind of park here? I'm kind of letting her know so I'm not the jerk neighbor who's like blocking the area, you know? And she's like, oh, I didn't know you're moving. And for whatever reason, I said, I just can't live here anymore after the accident. And she said, honey, I didn't know you were in an accident. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't tell anybody because I was ashamed. And I didn't want anyone to, I was so terrified that someone would know him. But that's a whole different story. Anyway, so I say this to her and I start to cry. And she's like, honey, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. The man in my accident didn't make it. And she said, Jennifer, why don't you come in here and have some coffee? Let me call Johnny downstairs and I think y'all should talk. My neighbor, fiance, was a caddy.
Oh, no.
I you not.
Wow.
He walks down the stairs. She hands me this cup of coffee. And he, you know, she just says, hey, Johnny, come on downstairs. I think you should talk to Jennifer. And she sits me down. We go outside to the patio and out walks this man. He's in his 50s, maybe early 60s. It's her second marriage. They're getting married. Mm-hmm. She looks over and she says, Johnny, Jennifer's been in an accident like yours. And this man looks at me and immediately his eyes well up. And he said, it's going to be okay. Mm. And then he proceeds to tell me 18 years ago, tells me the date, tells me the time.
Yeah.
And tells me that he struck a young girl, 24 years old, who was driving back from church to go back to college. And she had just left her parents' house and she was on her way back to school and had this accident. And he ran towards the scene, saw the young woman, knew very instantly she was already gone because of the details of the accident, ran and tore his shirt and went to the ditch until the ambulances and stuff came. Mm. And he cried and he quivered and his lip shook and I cried with him. And I was like, inspired that I was like, he's still alive.
Is that the first time you had heard somebody say it's going to be okay?
Yeah, directly. Yeah.
Right.
I had read about it on, I was certainly inspired by Dr. Marianne Gray, who founded Accidental Impacts and her story. And she has spoke to this subject, on a UCLA TED Talk. She's talked, I think it's called It Hurts to Hurt Someone. Mm. That's her show. And then, so I had found her and I was like, okay, she's made it 40 years. If she can make it 40 years, maybe there's hope for me to make it 40 years. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I thought I was going to die early of a broken heart. Mm. I really, at that point, and this was probably 8 months from the accident. So it was in October. So this was May when we were telling her that we were moving, but I had prayed fervently to meet someone like myself. And it was my neighbor.
And it was your neighbor. That's crazy.
Crazy.
You said I wouldn't believe you, but I do believe you.
Oh, I mean, and I'm still
and
friends
I still
with
think
them.
It's crazy. I often say if the universe has a voice, it's yelling at you at that moment, right? It's saying, yo,
I've got
you
more
might be
Scott.
All right. Yeah. And I really admire that. You know, I think the bravest people in the world personally are those who take tragedy and put it into something good for others. I think that, you know, it's too easy to, like you said, it must be frustrating to watch other people on the same road you're on and not be able to help them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. So, I mean, when I meet someone who is either farther out than me or is just starting, then it kind of, yeah, it gives me like paying it forward, the kindness that Johnny showed me, you know, and that lifeline that Dr. Marianne Gray paving the way, speaking out on this. I wouldn't trade it for the world. The meeting these people that now I feel connected to from all over the world, and I don't even know them.
What a powerful message. Your kids must be really safe, right? they must like buckle up and make sure everybody's buckled. And I mean, I'm sure your family has been impacted in a way by this thing that most.
They think I'm crazy, and I feel guilty because I haven't, none of them have driver's licenses. I have an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old. Well, she just turned 17, and I have a 15-year-old, and they all want their license, and I'm sure. A crazy mom, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We're trying. I'm ready and I'm trying. Yeah. I'm really, but I got to trust the world. I got to trust God with their lives.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I've really thoroughly learned a lot, and I'm really excited to know that there's a community for people who've been in accidental death situations.
Thank you, Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.